Grace and peace to you in God, who is mystery, who is incarnation, who is spirit. Amen. So I don't know how many of you have noticed that in the bulletins and in the bulletin inserts each week, there is a little description of each lesson that comes from our liturgical resources every week. And I often use those to give me sort of an orientation to kind of what I'm about to read. And this week, because these were all chosen for All Saints Day, all three of the lessons had the same theme lifted up in these descriptions, the theme of vision. A vision of God's promised future for creation, of God's promised reality for God's people. Here on this All Saints Day, we remember that promise of resurrection, that promise of being reunited with our loved ones. But these visions that we read goes farther than that. First, we read from the prophet Isaiah, a beautiful reading about God bringing all people together in a great feast on the holy mountain. Now, if you think about the holy mountain, that's where the people have encountered God when God has come in storm and in fire. And there's this sense of kind of the awe of God, right? The distance of God and even a little fear of God at this holy mountain. And here in this vision of the end time, God says, all people will be with me on this mountain and join together in this feast. All nations are a part of this feast. And God says that God will swallow up death, will forgive God's people of their sins, and I love this, wipe every tear from their eyes. And then another vision in the book of Revelation. This time, instead of the mountain, there is a city, the new Jerusalem, the city of peace. And again, all people have come together in praise of God. And there is no more suffering, no more weeping and crying, no more sickness and loss and grief. And in this same vision, just a few verses before what we read, there is the tree in the city, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. What balm in that promise as we look at a world that is so torn by war and violence and strife among nations, to hear that God's vision for world, for the end of things, when God brings the creation back into God, that all nations will be part of that redemption. And then God seated on the throne says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. This is the very end of this story of God's people told in the Bible. It begins when God creates everything, and it ends when God brings all of creation back to God's self in this final, in this revelation, this vision of God's hope and promise for humanity. Then in the Gospel of John, we have something a little bit different. It is a story about Jesus, and it is a story that meets us where we are. These promises of God not yet realized, but we are living in the midst of a life in which there is still so much suffering, there is still death and grief, and Jesus meets us right here. That is the purpose of the incarnation, that God comes to live among us, to experience with us that life of suffering and limitation and loss. And so it gives us this vision of a Jesus who grieves alongside his friends, even as he also offers them a vision in raising Lazarus from the dead, a vision of what is to come when death will be no more. But it doesn't deny that we still live now in this place where we experience the suffering and loss, and that Jesus is right with us in the midst of that. So these are this vision of God's intended future for God's people, and it can feel very far away, but I was also thinking this week of another way of understanding that word vision as something that we live into as followers of Jesus and as a community of Christ, of the body of Christ in the world. We can live into this vision of inclusion and peace and care. And so I've seen that at work a few different ways recently. Last week, our Reconciling in Christ task force got together. That group is working on rewriting and updating our welcome statement. Reconciling in Christ is our stated commitment to welcome people of all sexual orientations, gender identities, gender expressions. But their organizing group, Reconciling Works, has asked us to take another look and to broaden that welcome so that we would welcome also people of every race, commit ourselves to work for racial equality, and just continue to broaden that commitment to welcome and inclusion. And so we talked about how we might welcome people who have not always experienced belonging in the church for a whole variety of reasons. People who experience addiction or mental health challenges, people who have not felt a place, that wherever you are on your faith journey, you would find a welcome here. It was such an empowering conversation, and I hope that as this conversation includes our entire congregation, that you all feel that way as well. What a gift it is to offer that welcome in God's name. And then this last Sunday, we sat down for a potluck meal after worship last week, and part of that was some discussion about where do we see God's faithfulness at work among us, and what are some of the most important things that we do together as a community. So worship and music was high on that list, and the sense of joy that we feel together in worship and community together. Also, so many people talked about the welcome that they have felt in this place. Whether people have been here a long time or are new to this community, talked about that feeling of welcome, that it is something that we are living out. I know not perfectly, but that we are committed to living out among us. A number of people also talk specifically about the grief support that we have been doing together for the last couple of years, and how having the support of a community, whether the loss of a spouse or child has been new or something that has been for a number of years, those groups have come together to care for and support one another. I think of how we take that role to wipe the tears from one another's eyes as we live in this place where we live in the already living in God's promise, and yet we're still living in the midst of the suffering as well. And so how we as a community care for one another, living into that vision that God offers. And so we can experience that God's vision for humanity, for bringing the world together in peace, is not just some pie in the sky future, not something that is distant from us in time and place, but is something that we can experience now. In the presence of God, in the memory of our loved ones, of the saints who brought us here, for so many of us, these are the saints on whose shoulders we stand in the faith, and the God who walks with us, who grieves with us, who cares for us each day. Our readings give us a picture of a God who already invites us to the feast at this table every week to encounter God and to be in community, the God who dwells among us. And we share this vision of a life lived in God and lived together, here and now and always. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.